You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The use of alternative investment funds for circuitous routing of funds into stressed entities or to circumvent norms around funding raises questions on whether regulations should be eased, Anant Narayan, full-time member of SEBI, said on Thursday. Speaking at a conference organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, he said, AIFs are structured to circumvent. Though he declined to disclose any figure, Narayan said while there were no breaches as regards the letter of the law, certain entities were found acting in a manner that breaches the spirit of the law. Meanwhile, the board of financial services company Religare Enterprises plans to approach the SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board of India, and the Reserve Bank of India with fresh valuation reports from two independent advisory firms, as it believes that the open offer price being offered by the Burmans of Dabur is below fair value. A source close to the development said the company's trajectory has been up since 2018, and this is the first time that the share price has gone down from Rs. 280 to Rs. 230. The source said, quote, "We are going to create two valuation reports and that will go to exchanges and regulators," unquote. This comes close on the heels of the Burman family making an offer to acquire an additional 26% stake in Religare. Consumer sentiment is expected to pick up this festive season, with retailers expecting at least 10 to 12% growth over last year's sales, said Right Research. Further report by Right Research, the growth is expected to be driven by automotive, FMCG, e-commerce, manufacturing, commodities, travel and hospitality sectors this festive season. It further estimated a 20% increase in employment during the festive season. The report stated, quote, "The onset of the season, starting with Ganesh Chaturthi, followed by Navratri, Diwali and beyond, contributes as a major economic catalyst in the country. Auspicious buying, marketing and discounts, deferred purchases are a combination of festive euphoria and tempting deals that sparks consumer spending during festival months," unquote. In some more industrial news, the government on Tuesday tightened its oversight over the selected applicants under the production-linked incentive for white goods by coming out with a revised formula for calculating the value of production for captive use, sales to group companies and related parties. Along with the revised formula for determining the value of related party sales, the changes in the guidelines also provide for verification of incentive claims by the project management agency. The implementing agency for PLI in white goods is IFCI. The agency has also been given the task of recommending the quantum of incentives to manufacturers. The changes in rules also accord the administrative ministry, in this case DPIIT, the authority to visit the manufacturing sites of the beneficiaries. On to the economy sector. Domestic consumption and investment demand will drive economic growth, but inflationary pressures may remain elevated, warranting greater vigilance by the government and the Reserve Bank of India, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said on Thursday. The Finance Ministry and the RBI have projected India's economic growth to be around 6.5% in FY24, compared with 7.2% in FY23. The Q1 FY24 growth print has come in at 7.8%. Earlier this week, the International Monetary Fund raised its economic growth forecast for India from 6.1% to 6.3% for the current financial year. Given the recent spike in food inflation in July and August, the RBI has revised up its Q2 FY24 projection to 6.4% last week from its earlier projection of 6.2%. Moving on. An online system has been readied for implementing the new system of approvals for the import of laptops, tablets and servers, and this will kick in from next month, a senior official said Thursday. The licensing system now being proposed will be of the nature of an import management system, where companies would be issued authorization on application. There will be no further extension of the transition period for the shift to be licensing regime for import of these products, the official asserted. Lastly, the auto sector. Kawasaki has taken a giant leap in the field of performance motorcycles by unveiling the Ninja 7 HEV, the world's first mass-produced strong hybrid sports bike. The new model is set to revolutionize the future of performance two-wheelers and motorsports. The bike is slated to go on sale across European markets by early 2024. This development comes shortly after the introduction of the new A1 license class EV motorcycles in Paris. Team Green first introduced a prototype of the motorcycle and briefly discussed it at EICMA last year. Visually, the Ninja 7 carries the silhouette of a traditional Kawasaki-fared sports bike with some silver treatment on its body panels to distinguish itself from the rest of the range. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.